I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
Hello, I'm Solazar, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation, right here on Radio Monterey. Now, quantum physics tells us that we are all energy vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We're your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is the owner-operator of Radio Monterey. Radio Monterey brings you information unfiltered, uncensored by the corporate media. Visit RadioMonterey.com. Look at the shows and the hosts and the information they bring so you can be better informed in your life. Magic for Life is also the promoter-producer of the Rhoda Psychic Fair, which is coming back to the Monterey Fairgrounds October 29th and 30th. We are so looking forward to sharing once again that time around Halloween, Samhain, All Saints Day, All Souls Day, the time when the veils between the worlds are thin, and that means only one thing. It's time to have fun. So come on out to the Rhoda Psychic Fair. Visit rhodapsychicfair.com. Sign up for our email list. Find out about the ongoing events. We do the quarterly previews. We do the virtual psychic fair. We do Lithafair. We're partnered and sponsored with so many things going on. Stay informed through our email notifications. And remember to come to the Rhoda Psychic Fair October 29th and 30th. Wear a costume. Come as who you might have been. Come as who you might become. Come as who you are. No matter how you choose to do it, we'll look forward to seeing you at the Rhoda Psychic Fair October 29th and 30th. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it has been a year. It is still a year, and the year is 2016. It's a year of integration and completion and graduation to our next level. So my question for you is, what have you been doing to help support your graduation to the next level? What have you been doing to help go in deep, unveil, and reveal those areas where you needed to clean up, brighten up, or release? So much going on for so many people. I've been talking with so many people about the intensity of the time. Everybody is seeing it coming from a different place or a different reason. But the real point is, all of us are going through this level of intensity that is pushing us and forcing us to re-examine what's going on in our life. Now, as you know, I love to share from Day by Day with James Allen on every show. Now, in 1903, James Allen wrote his essay, released it, As a Man Thinketh. And it comes from chapter 23, verse 7 of Proverbs, which says, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." So I want to share with you in Day by Day with James Allen, where his words have been broken up into a little segment for each day. Let's take a look at what he said for yesterday, the third day of the month. That's when he shared with us, "Your circumstances may be uncongenial, but they shall not remain so if you only perceive an ideal and strive to reach it. You can't travel within and stand still without." What he's really saying is, don't quit. No matter where, what it looks like from where you are or what's going on around you, don't quit. Maintain that vision he's asked us to always use as a focus. and keep moving in the direction of your dreams. And today, for the fourth day of the month, he tells us to live in the solution. A person cannot directly choose his circumstances, but he can choose his thoughts, and so indirectly, yet surely, shape his circumstances. One of the key paradigms of As a Man Thinketh is that our past thoughts and actions have created this present reality we see ourselves in. But our past thoughts and actions don't create our future reality, only our present thoughts and actions. So each day when we get up, we have an opportunity to say to ourselves, this is the new day in which I create my future. And we have that opportunity every day by what we think about and what we choose to do and choose to say. We are not damned, fated, or destined based on what we did yesterday. We have an opportunity every day to reframe and create that new future. So remember that no matter how much rain you think you've seen in your life, everyone has rain in their life, and rain is what we need to help germinate the seeds of what becomes our garden of dreams. Don't let rain in your life keep you from moving forward in the directions of your heartfelt desires and dreams. As James Allen shared, don't quit, live in the solution. And a final thought before I introduce our segment host today is the words from Unity, from the Daily Word, which they shared, I am ready for my next spiritual gift and my heart is open to the flow of life. That'll give us our transition to Israel Hurtado. Now, Israel is a shaman, a spiritual and self-growth healer, speaker, and author. And he uses his gifts to assist people and help them in their spiritual quests. Specifically, he guides people to find clarity, to get unstuck, to embrace their gifts, to connect with their true self, with their life path, their higher self, and connect with their universal consciousness. Israel joins us on the first Thursday of every month to share with us his spirit talk. Let's listen to this opening music as we go to Israel Hurtado and spirit talk.
Welcome to the Spirit Talk. I'm so happy to be here. Every time that I just hear being with you, sending this energy and allowing this message to come through to help all the souls and the listeners that are out there on the other side of the phone, and realizing every time that this is my life to share, to bring this gift, to allow this gift to unfold every time. And I have a message that Spirit wants to share today is about reverting into a new light being, or light body, or light self that we are. But before I got into it, I would like you to allow yourself to connect with your heart and allow your heartbeat to guide you into this place of inner transformation, into that place of quiet and silent conversation within. When you, that is beautiful to have a silent conversation where there is no words. It's just that allowing and that knowing, that communication between you and yourself. So just allow, breathe through your heart and allow your heart to take into that place. So you clear any filters, anything that might prevent you from receiving this message, and connect and have that direct communication with your higher self within and with that universal energy. And just allow that breath to move through your heartbeat, through every part of your physical body and energetic body. Let the energy flow from the center of your heart, through your chest, down to your abdomen, down to your back, from the shoulders all the way down to your lower back, to your glutes, all the way down to the feet, and on the front of your body, and the top of your head. So just feel the flow and allow yourself to be present at this moment, allowing this divine energy to move through, that divine energy that lives within, and it becomes activated as you become in contact with that heart consciousness. So the message that Spirit wants to talk about is reverting into a new light being. I would say the last couple of weeks I've been observing this universal flow, this universal energy that it feels like a death, but at the same time revert. And what I mean that is, what the universe means by that is like a letting go and releasing the old self. And through this process of releasing the old self, is the birthing of the new light being. And through this process of transformation, it's like a biological birth of a child. So in a way, the universe is in labor. And we souls, or we human beings, incarnated souls, are being into birth, are becoming alive in our new being, alive in our new cosmic energy that is in alignment with the universal flow. And just as a natural process of birth, biological process of birth, there is pain, there is transformation, there is all, because we're living the womb as the babies. We live the womb and we already experience a new world. And like I said, the universe is in labor, is giving us the new light, the new cosmic energy that we are. And this new cosmic energy is the purification of our old self, the letting go and releasing the old traumatic experience that we have gone through, whatever experience that we had experienced in the old being, the old self that is dying. There going to the past. There is no more of that. Now we are to embrace this new being. And through this process, we might experience emotional energy coming up to surface, coming up to becoming present, sometimes come right out to our face. So we acknowledge that and releasing that, the old self. And sometimes this feeling, this experience, this shift that we're now in might feel sometimes like a block. It might feel like a something is not moving forward, but it is moving forward. So the pregnancy stage is over. So through this year, we have been going through this process of growing in the womb into this pregnancy in the universe, and many changes happened through this time, and now it is the time, and this is gonna last. This energy, this labor of the universe is gonna last probably till mid September. So the reason the spirit wants to share this is for you to allow and embrace this shift and this transformation, and don't give up in the middle of your own birth, because you are coming into alignment with the light being that you are, with that universal force that lives within, and it is awakening. It is the awakening in the birthing, the rebirthing of yourself, and the birthing of you as a divine manifester. As a one individual, as a one soul, and as a collective human consciousness, as a collective beings, we are coming together. And this rebirth is the awakening of our heart consciousness, is the light of our heart consciousness lighting up. So it is important to what we think, what we allow is for the greatest of our soul, and for the greatest of a better and upgraded earth, because we are the earth beings that are the receptors of the divine light. We are divine light and earth beings. So this is the message the spirit wants you to become aware. So right now in the process of labor, allow it to happen. Flow with the flow of this universal energy that is happening. Allow things to move and engage into these things by doing your work, by breath. Just like a woman giving birth in labor, what does it breath? So to create that expansion, to relax everything. So with the relaxation, the flow, the channels that where the baby comes through, they become relaxed and open. And pushing through, moving through to see your own birth. Because after the birth, a moment of bliss is happening, a moment of awareness and awakening is happening, and all that pain, all that work that might be through this process, it just erases, because the joy and the bliss of having a new being in your life takes everything away. So allow the birth of your own self, of your own light being. And let yourself be born. Let the energy, let it flow. Let the universal flow be with you. So for that, I want to take you to a short meditation on how to be in the flow of universal light. So just from the center of your heart, feel and allow this gold light come from the inside, lighting from the inside of you. This gold light that lies from the center of your heart comes growing and growing, and it is moving through every cell, just as the blood circulates through your physical body. This gold light flows and circulates to your physical body as the blood. As the blood moves through you, it goes through your chest, through your lungs, every cell of your physical being. This gold light moves up to your neck, through your face, the back of your head. The gold lights move up to the top of your head and down to your chest, to your lower abdomen, lower back, all the way down to your glutes, on your pelvis area, your legs, all the way down to the bottom of your feet. And let it flow up and down your physical body, front and back, left and right on your physical body, staying in your physical body, this gold light. So you're becoming this energy field of gold light, staying with your physical body and allowing this gold light to start coming up your physical body on the front, on the back, on the left and the right, and becomes an oval, becomes a sphere of gold light surrounding your physical energetic body. So that gold light connects right from the center of your heart with the universal flow. It connects with all the souls that are in synchronicity at this moment right now. So creating a link of heart connection, allowing the flow of the universal light to bring everything into alignment. All the souls in the cell level awareness are coming into alignment, creating the new collective earth light, and bringing all that collective energy to all the other souls that need to come into that alignment. One is a uniqueness of the collective, sending that gold light to every part in the world, every soul in the world, so they come into this light vibration, the gold light vibration, the new awareness of their soul, contributing to this collective human consciousness, the human consciousness of heart consciousness. Feel the vibration of your physical body and energetic bodies sending this gold light in conjunction with all the human and soul beings in the earth, raising the vibration and bringing into alignment with the universal light, the life force. Just spend a few minutes seeing this gold light radiating in the whole world. All the continents coming together, all and everyone and every soul and every human consciousness becomes our consciousness. So let in that energy vibration and allow yourself to stay in yourself, coming back to yourself, to your one body, keeping that vibration and allowing the alignment of the universe and energy moving through you. You one with the universe and the universe one with you. Because you are reverting into a new life being, into a divine manifestor now. So it's important to continue this light growing so you become the manifestor of the wishes and the dreams of your soul in this lifetime. So with that, just allow your breath to bring you fully back in present. And I want to thank you for being here with me in the Spirit Talk message that come through to be shared, and remember to be here every first Thursday of each month at 5 p.m. with Spirit Talk. If you want to know more information about me, the work that I do, please visit my website, is israelhurtado.com. And also, if you're on my newsletter, you can sign up for my newsletters. The other thing I want to invite you is I am doing a conference call, Journeys of Inner Peace, which are a healing, self-healing meditation and healing for the world, is every second and fourth Monday of each month. And it's 7:30. And if you don't have the access codes, please send me an email. Also, I will send that in my newsletter for those who are there. And I hope to see you there, and you can join for a self-healing conference call from the Comfort of Your Place every second and fourth Monday of each month, Journeys of Inner Peace. And also, I have other events that you can check out on my website. And I want to thank you for being here, and see you in September. Have a happy August, and the Spirit Talk with Israel every first Thursday of each month at 5. Thank you.
This is Solazar. You've been listening to Spirit Talk by Israel Hurtado right here on Good Vibrations Radio. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll be talking more about the planetary energy going forward and entry into next week. So thank you for listening to Good Vibrations Radio with Solazar. We'll be back right after this message.
My friend is so much fun.
He's always playing tricks on people.
He is so smart.
In fact, he's one of the most intelligent beings on the planet.
This friend can literally see through me. And I'm not kidding.
My friend races sailboats and always wins.
My friend has no problem hitting a high. No!
My friend can surf waves 25 feet high
with no board.
I'd like to see you try that.
This friend can understand us, but we can't understand him.
He saves lives.
He saves lives.
He saved human lives.
He's always smiling.
But that doesn't mean that he's always happy.
My friend doesn't belong in captivity.
My friend does not belong in captivity.
He doesn't belong in captivity.
His home is in the ocean.
But my friend is in serious trouble.
In fact, he's fighting for his life right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Off the coast of Japan, dolphins and porpoises are driven to a horrible fate.
The most attractive are chosen for life in captivity.
The others are brutally killed.
Their meat, which contains toxic levels of mercury, is sold as food.
Majority of people in Japan don't even know this is happening.
Please help us end this senseless slaughter.
Please help us get the word out.
Please join us in getting the word out.
Help us get the word out.
To find out more,
go to takepart.com/thecove.
We are their biggest threat and their only hope.
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 Welcome to the world of diamond consciousness, the unequivocal yes.
With Diamond Alignment, you can experience all the benefits of meditation online in just 6 minutes. Try it once and change your day. Try it every day and change your life.
The diamond energy of joy and equanimity will emanate from you today. Watch the world change around you and have a diamond day.
Welcome back. You're listening to Good Vibrations Radio on Radio Monterey.
Well, this is Sol Azar, and welcome back to Good Vibrations Radio. We started the show by hearing a little bit from James Allen in Day by Day with James Allen. We then went to Spirit Talk with Israel Hurtado. And essentially, we're focused on learning to be in the present moment and releasing the past elements that are holding us back and keeping us from moving forward. Several things happened astrologically this week to support us in that initiative. First, we had that new moon in Leo on August 2nd, on Tuesday. Now, the power of that new moon was palpable because what we had not only was the new moon, but we had the sun in Leo at the same time as the new moon, all going on at the same time. A powerful, palpable series of energies that helped drive us to a new way of approaching our lives and to look at our lives. So we had all of this power going on for Leo energy starting on Tuesday. And what that really did is that this was our time as the lion, as that fire energy of self, to say, what do we want? This is our time for new beginnings, of releasing and letting go of what isn't part of our new beginning, of letting go what isn't serving us or supporting us, and moving forward in the direction of what is supporting us. So this was an important time for us to say, you know, with Venus in Leo, the new moon in Leo, the sun in Leo, get clear on what's important to us in our lives and make sure that we're putting our energy toward that. At the same time on Tuesday, Mars entered Sagittarius. Now, this was a fabulous thing. Mars had been in Scorpio. It had really been firing up our intensity of needing to change, to focus on self. And now as it enters into Scorpio, it's really giving us the energy to go forward, to bring it out, bring it to the table. To identify, not identify, but bring out who we truly are based on the identification we've given of who we truly are as we went through that Mars retrograde from Sagittarius into Scorpio, direct into Scorpio, and now back in Scorpio moving forward. This is our Leo time of being proud of self. The point is, are you bringing out the self of who you truly are? And this Mars in Scorpio movement says, do it. Do it. Rule your kingdom. Be the king of your kingdom that you're intended to be. And when I say king, I'm not ruling out women. That spiritual energy of the goddess is a stronger king than anything else. I don't want to say queen because in our misogynistic society, it almost sounds as if I'm saying it's not as potent or powerful as the king. That goddess energy is even more potent and more powerful than any masculine energy. Rule your kingdom. Don't rule other people's kingdoms, but rule your kingdom. And then we've had that energy bringing us forward, that energy of Venus in Leo, the new moon in Leo, the sun in Leo, pushing us into these new beginnings. And tomorrow, Venus enters Virgo. Now, Venus doesn't necessarily like being in Virgo. After all, Virgo can be a little persnickety, and it's going to be at 8:27 a.m. Pacific, but Virgo can be a little persnickety and a little holding back, but Venus will say, I love those shoes, and Virgo's saying, you can't write that check today for those shoes. You write it when you have the money in the account. So while this will slow down some of Venus's big belief, especially when it was in Leo, Venus was starting to feel like Venus could love anyone. The truth is, it's hard for us to love anyone in that big open-hearted way. When we're open-hearted, we recognize that we can send love to people, but we don't always feel love for those people. These are two different things, and they're part of the issue of being human. Being a truly enlightened spiritual being means you have love for everyone. There's no question about it. But for those of us on the path and in the journey, it's a question of understanding who we can love and who we can only send love as we're working up to love all. That's what Virgo is going to do here. It's going to slow us down a little bit. It's going to say, hey, that cute lady in the corner, she may be cute, but she's with someone else. That beauty down the street, she may be beautiful, but she's really not the type of person you're going to get along with long term. It's going to really tell us to take a look in a practical way at what we're letting into our life and into our heart. Virgo is a little cold and calculating when it comes to love, but there's nothing out of the range of Virgo pointing out a negative. Let's put it like that, because Virgo is going for that level of perfection. But on the plus side, Virgo loves to serve. So the best use of Venus being in Virgo is allowing it to control the desire of Venus to be so loving to all, to give all their love out and not retain love for self. And also to give all their money out and not retain money for self, for the needs of life. So Virgo is going to put brakes on in a good way. It may feel restrictive at times, but it's all right. And also, Venus being in Virgo will actually help control our communication a little bit with a little bit more tact. We've been missing a lot of tact lately. There's been so much going on. So much turmoil and tumult at different times. It's been hard to really recognize what the energy was that's been flowing all around us. But it really comes down to we've needed a touch of tact. And then on Saturday, Venus, while in Virgo, is going to square Mars in Sagittarius. So Venus, as we know, loves love. That's what we've been talking about. Loves beauty, appreciation, all harmony. Mars loves action and, of course, loves its sex. Virgo loves clean and tidy. And Sagittarius loves lots of things, particularly things that are fun, social, forward-thinking, honest, humanitarian in scope, the big picture. But on Saturday, when we have that square, we're going to find ourselves more than in a mood for love, we're going to find ourselves examining our relationships. If we're in a relationship, we'll be in the mood for love. If in a healthy relationship, if we're in an unhealthy relationship, we may be in the mood for a fight. Either way, we're going to have an emotional trigger on Saturday. Now, we have this square hitting us on the Pacific at 6:18 a.m. So this transit is going to test relationships. So remember what I said about Venus and Virgo. Use the tact of Virgo no matter where you are in your relationship. If you think your relationship is healthy, use the tact of Virgo, because that way if it's not healthy and you didn't know it, you're still using that tact. If you're in a relationship that's unhealthy, use the tact of Virgo. Because even though it's unhealthy, there's no sense in flaming it. So if you're in a good, healthy relationship, this will support it. It will add to it. It will add different layers and levels and depths to it. And if you're not, this will be a revealing weekend. But don't make it a drama weekend. Use your tact. Use your heart. And don't use your head of saying, I need to make it what it isn't. These are all important thoughts as we move forward. Keeping in mind at the same time, not only do we have these aspects going on, but we still have the ongoing aspects of our planets that are in retrograde. Now, we have quite a few planets still in retrograde. We have Uranus that just recently went. Of course, we have our Neptune in retrograde. And we have our Saturn that's still in retrograde, although it will be... Saturn is out of retrograde. My cat is disturbing me at the moment. But our Pluto in retrograde is a potent one because Pluto is about transformation. It's about rebirth. Pluto comes in and says, I'm going to change what's going on here because it's not working for you. I hope you're okay with this. But Pluto's not waiting for you to actually say it's okay. Pluto's going to dive right in and do what the heck it wants to do, whether you want to do it or not. Now, the outcome of a Pluto retrograde is always a positive instance when we get to the outcome and have an opportunity to look back at it. However, it is not always positive when we're going through it. So it's important that we pay attention to that. Saturn is still in retrograde. I'm sorry, I was confusing that with Mars. But Saturn is still in retrograde and will be leaving this month of August on the 13th. And Saturn is all about our infrastructure, our finances, our house, our clothing, our food, the things that we're doing for ourselves. Saturn wants us to be strong and stable in all of those areas. It doesn't want us draining ourselves or draining our business or wearing our house down. It wants everything running in good order. So Saturn is saying, look at what you're doing during this period before I go direct, because at the point in time I go direct, I'm going to throw the lessons at you that I hope you gained the knowledge about during this retrograde period. Now, Pluto will come out of retrograde September 26th, and that's good for us that it'll come out September 26th. But between now and then, it's still going to be doing those upheavals to see what you have to let go of, because it doesn't want you to hold on to it. And then we have our Neptune retrograde, which is going to November 19th. Now, it went retrograde in Pisces, and Neptune just went retrograde in June. So it's not long in that. But we're going to feel as if some things are just not moving forward enough for us. Again, it's the examination of our love, our romance, our life, our career direction, and what's working and what's not working for us, and paying close attention. It's all about small steps also, not big steps, not big leaps. We're not jumping off cliffs. We're not doing like that gentleman who jumped out of an airplane with no parachute at 25,000 feet and landed on a net. He had 18,000 successful parachute jumps before he did that. That was not his big step. He had 18,000 small steps moving in that direction. Make sure you're taking the small steps moving in that direction. And then, of course, our most recent one, as I said, was that Neptune retrograde. And for some reason, I thought Uranus was retrograde right now, and I think it is. And Uranus is about revolution. It's all about the unexpected. And so Uranus is telling us, pay attention to what's going on underneath, because I'm going to create a new way of seeing what you're looking at. It's not going to be what you expect, because this is the revolution, man. This is the time when we go forward in the revolution. It's not the time when we sit back and say, but it's always been this way and that's how I like it. No, it's the revolution. It went retrograde on July 29th. It just went retrograde, and it's going to stay retrograde until December 29th. So it's going to change our life entirely, our direction, our goals, even our personality. And again, it's going to happen in small increments, and it's got. So if you're feeling irritable and impatient and impulsive, don't trade that for less security. Don't upend your comfortable routines just to say, I got to get rid of what's here. Now, Uranus wants the revolution, but it wants the revolution to take over. So as we go through this journey till December 29th with the Uranus retrograde, whatever stays with us at the end of that period will stay with us. And whatever comes in will create a new richness to our life. The point is, you won't see it coming. You can't plan for its coming. It's going to come anyway because Uranus is going to bring it to us. It's all a matter of what we do with it. Now, you find or may find that all of these messages in Good Vibrations Radio, whether they're shared by any of our segment hosts, by Girolani and her Go With The Flow, or Israel in his Spirit Talk, Stephen in his Divine Guidance, Dr. Arnie Buss in Speaking of Listening, or even in Joyce Muse in Your Lucky Stars, all of it is coherent. It's synchronistic. It's not pre-planned. It's not thought of in advance. It's just what happens. It's just what occurs because the messages are the same for all. But the message is the same for all. This is our time throughout this year to really get rid of and release all those things that no longer serve us. I started the show by re-mentioning that this is 2016, a year of integration, graduation, and completion. It's a year of taking in the lessons of the preceding years, of applying them within our life, and also of letting go of those things that no longer have value to us. So, this is our year for all of us to take that examination inside. As I mentioned at the start of the show with James Allen, he told us for the third and fourth, don't quit. This is not the time to stop. We must persist and we must live in the solution so that we have our thoughts, our attitudes, and our beliefs focused on where we want to be, not where we're trying to, what we're trying to release, not what we're trying to let go of. Too often, we focus on what we're trying to release, on what's not working. And our energy and intention goes in the areas of what's not working. So we attract more of what isn't working. This is our time to attract more of what will serve us. Release the things that aren't serving you so you're not giving focus or attention to them. And then allow the things that are going to be brought in, especially by Pluto and Uranus. They're going to present those things to us. They're going to show up on the doorstep. Now, we still have to determine if this will work or if this won't work. But don't be so quick to reject things. And don't be so quick to just embrace everything that shows up of, I might have this. It's the middle ground. Don't be resistant, but allow it to show itself. Allow that awareness to present itself. So as I said, with the Uranus retrograde, as it on December 29th, when it goes direct again, what's there will last. So if you have a relationship you find this weekend, remember, with the aspects that we're going to have with Venus in Leo, squaring Mars in Sagittarius, may not be a good time to start a relationship. So don't just say, well, I can feel the love in my heart. It must be the one that will last. Inches. It's all about inches, not feet. Allow the inches, and it will grow as these aspects shift and change. And if it does grow, and it's still with you December 29th, it will last. So these are important things for us to focus on. I keep talking that one of the best ways to bring in the new and release the old is by a constant practice of forgiveness. So we're going to do a forgiveness mantra, not mantra, but prayer, given to us by Lisa Barnett in her book, The Infinite Wisdom of the Akashic Records. And then I'm going to mention three other exercises that we can do as we go through this period. So I'm going to say these. Listen carefully and allow yourself to follow the guidance of this prayer. I'll leave some room if you want to repeat it, but I'm not going to pause long. I want to get through them. Divine Spirit Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness toward anyone or anything that has hurt me, consciously or unconsciously, from the beginning of time to this present moment. I now forgive them as I release the energy of the past. Divine Spirit Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness toward myself for any hurt that I have caused others, consciously or unconsciously, from the beginning of time to this present moment. I now forgive myself and I release the energy of the past. Divine Spirit Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness toward myself for any hurt that I have caused myself, consciously or unconsciously, from the beginning of time to this present moment. I now forgive myself and release the energy of the past. I invoke the power of grace and forgiveness to transform my body, mind, and heart as I return to my divine innocence. And so it is. Now, on Tuesday's show, I shared three exercises that can be done during this period that are powerful. They come from three different people, and I will cite each one of them so that we can be clear on which comes from which. One comes from Dr. Gay Hendricks, who wrote his fabulous book about self-love. And what his book was, Learning to Love Yourself. The second comes from Zero Limits by Dr. Joe Vitale. And the third comes from Happy for No Reason by Marcy Shimoff. Now, the first practice from Learning to Love Yourself by Dr. Gay Hendricks is to sit quietly in a room, be comfortable, and in your mind say, I love myself unconditionally. Pause. Then say it again. I love myself unconditionally. Pause. Then say it again. I love myself unconditionally. Say it 15 to 20 times with a pause between each. Notice how you feel in the pauses. As you say it more, you're going to start having shifts that you can feel inside. And after you've said all of your 15 or 20 words, or you can say more if you choose, but you must be focused on them as you're saying them, then sit quietly after you've said them. Be ready to write how you feel about the process or anything that came to you as you were doing it. The second exercise, coming from Zero Limits by Dr. Joe Vitale, borrows from the Hawaiian practice of Ho'oponopono from the Huna healing tradition. And you repeat four phrases to yourself slowly and quietly, and you can say them out loud. You say them out loud. I love you. Please forgive me. I'm sorry. Thank you. So when something happens or you find yourself reacting, stop and say, I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. If you find that you're more comfortable saying them in a different order, then try them in the order that you're comfortable in. I like them in this order of I love you because the first thing I'm saying to myself before I say anything else is I love you. Whatever now comes from me is my expression of love for you. And then I say, please forgive me. And I'm asking me to forgive myself for any hurt that I have caused myself or others or that's been done to me for which I'm holding some level of grudge inside me. So please forgive me. And then I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I allowed it to happen or didn't prevent it from happening. However I choose, I'm thinking about it inside, I am sorry. And then I'm saying thank you for allowing myself to forgive myself so that I can continue to focus moving forward. And the third practice is the expression of loving kindness to you. And you can also use it toward others. And this comes from Marcy Shymoff in Happy for No Reason. And just sit and say to yourself, if you find yourself having a reaction or you find yourself being triggered by anything, just say to yourself, may I be safe? May I be happy? May I be healthy? May I live with ease? Pause. May I be safe? May I be happy? May I be healthy? May I live with ease? Say that until you feel the shift of the energy and you're no longer feeling that charge. And if it's someone else who's charging you and you'd like to say something to them that you know might be hurtful or mean or retaliatory or defensive, then just say to yourself about them, may you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And it's okay if you say it through gritted teeth to yourself about them. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And as you say it, you'll find yourself moved to. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. The goal for us in this year of graduation completion and integration, and in this month of prosperity and success through self-love, the goal for us is to release those elements and issues of charge and start embracing more fully our open heart and be willing to function from a place of our open heart, to learn who we can love fully, to learn whom we can extend love if we're not capable of loving fully in that moment, but to ensure our reactions are an extension of love in our expression toward all people. I want to thank you for listening to Good Vibrations Radio. This show will replay in full Friday evening from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific time, and also Saturday evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific time, all right here on Radio Monterey. As you go forward this week into next week, remember to turn the lead in your life into gold, and we'll be back on live on Tuesday with more of Good Vibrations Radio, and Kirilani will join us for her segment of Go With The Flow. Thank you again for listening. Many blessings. Namaste.
I've run out of answers. I've run out of time. And I'm so confused that I'm losing my mind. It's gonna take a miracle to help me this time. I'm traveling a road that has not one time.